Number 2.
Good morning. Those look like heavy bags.
Oh, yes, they are a little heavy. Is this Derwent Hall?
You're in the right place. Sit down here for a moment. Are you here to register your stay?
Yes, I'm transferring from Japan for this academic year. I should have a room here for the year.
Let's see. Ms. Yamaguchi, is that right?
Yes, I think I'm in room 205.
Here it is. Now, you are aware that rooms in our hall are shared accommodation, aren't you?
Yes, I'm quite excited to meet my roommate.
Ah, actually, you are kind of lucky. At the moment, the room is completely vacant. You'll have the place to yourself until the end of October, when we have a new student coming.
Oh, that's a surprise. Can you tell me about the facilities a little?
Oh, it's not too complicated. You're on the second floor, and there are 10 rooms to each floor. There are bathroom areas at each end of the floor with shared showers and toilets. These are cleaned each week, but we do ask you to clean up after yourself as much as possible.
Right. Sure. That's no problem.
Other than that, students here must come back to the hall before 11. If you need to stay out past this time, you need to get permission from Mrs. Wilson, the supervisor of the hall. Oh, and you know this is an all-female dormitory, right?
That's no problem. I'm used to that. How about meals? Are they served here?
Trent Hall, next to us, has a large cafeteria area. We don't include meals in the price, but they are very reasonable. Breakfast starts at 6.
Thank you. I think that's everything. Where do I go?
Just over there, on the left. Sorry, we don't have an elevator, but you've only got one floor to go up. Oh, one more thing. Laundry. There are 3 washers and 2 dryers in the room just behind me. They're open 24/7, but you'll need some coins, so make sure to get some change beforehand. This desk closes at 9.
Thank you for the advice.